USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he may go to Texas next week, but he doesn't want to be a burden as the state recovers from a week of extreme cold.
I had planned on being in Texas the middle of next week, but what I don't want to be is a burden.
Biden saying they are preparing to issue their second disaster declaration for Texas.
I talked with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, the administrator, this afternoon. I'm going to ask him to accelerate our response and request for, quote, it's a different declaration, a major disaster declaration.
NASA officials are releasing new photos of the rover Perseverance landing on Mars. The agency releasing the first color photo of the Martian surface, along with a satellite photo of the rover parachuting down to the surface and a photo of the rover just feet before touchdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA. And there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
At the House Financial Services Committee hearing on GameStop, lawmakers aimed some of their harshest questions at the CEO of one specific investment app.
Congress is probing the stock surge that prompted many trading platforms to halt some sales. The CEO of Robinhood, which is an investment app, apologized to users who were unable to trade some stocks as GameStop and other companies' stock prices surged last month.
Despite the unprecedented market conditions in January, at the end of the day, what happened is unacceptable to us.
Vlad Tenev says regulatory deposit requirements forced the app to freeze trade on GameStop and other stocks. But he told the House Financial Services Committee the move was not to benefit hedge funds. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announcing that flags will be flown at half staff to honor Rush Limbaugh, who passed away earlier this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden appears to be in a political firestorm over how and when to get more schools open during the coronavirus pandemic. Teachers' unions have said they support reopening schools once officials are able to make the buildings safer. Republican Congressman from Texas, Ronnie Jackson, believes children need to be back in the classrooms.
The teachers are, they operate in one of the safest working environments out there in the workforce right now. We've proven in multiple studies recently that kids are not getting this virus. If they get this virus, they don't get sick from it. And if they get sick from it, they're not passing it to each other, and they're not passing it to teachers and to adults. And, you know, the teachers' unions hold so much authority and so much power over the Democrat Party because of all the money that they give to the party. And the party, and, you know, the Democrats get the money back to them. It's a very incestuous system the way it's set up, where they get money. And that's what they're doing. They're holding out. There's a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package out there,
right,
and they want to make sure that they get every bit of that that they can get.
State departments of education already have between $53 billion and $63 billion in unspent federal funds from the two relief packages passed by Congress last year. All Six Flags theme parks are expected to reopen this year. The Texas-based company announcing plans to hire thousands of team members for the upcoming season. The company did warn the reopenings were subject to change because of local, state, and federal guidelines. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.